Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can we help you?
Hi, you can locate with my phone number. This is regarding my installation, which was done last week, and there is one more washer that was not installed, and I had the person who came for installation took the some of the accessories with the lower washer, which was there, the pedestal washer. And it's not there. So I actually called yesterday, and one of your associates told that she's going to locate it with the whoever installed, whether they could find the accessories. So that's why I'm calling back, because I was supposed to get a call end of the day to yesterday. I haven't received anything.
Do you have your order number?
I don't have the order number. I can give my phone number.
What's the number that was used?
It's 914-215. 9945.
All right, just a moment. Still searching, just a moment. Still searching. Just a moment. He's still searching.
Okay.
All right, verify your email address.
It's shashashi_dhar@msn.com.
And verify your name and address.
Shashidhar Krishnaswamy, 37 Simeon Howard Way, West Pro, Massachusetts 01581.
All right, and I see your order. Now you were calling about a. Did you say dishwasher or what was that?
The
Or a
install
dryer?
the it was a dryer, and for the dryer, and it has the person last week had to take out the washer also, and install the washer, take out the washer, and then install the dryer, and again put back the washer. As this washer again was a new washer, and there was a pedestal washer, which was not yet installed. And the person who came opened the box of the pedestal washer, and there was an accessory which was it's a bunch of accessories which is missing in the box. I knew that person took some of the box away. He put it in the van, and that's why I called yesterday. I don't know, all these things should have been captured in the notes yesterday. When I spoke to the person, she said she's going to capture and she's going to call me back so that I don't need to explain all these things every time. I don't know whether it's available in the notes. If you have seen,
I'm sorry, I'm not sure. I'm having a hard time understanding you. Can you repeat that?
Okay. So do you don't see any notes in my order?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was asking if you can repeat that. I didn't understand you clearly.
So what I was saying, are you able to see any notes by the person who helped me yesterday in my explaining the issue I have? Because I don't want to repeat it every time I call.
Well,
so
you have multiple orders, so if it would be best you let me know what was going on, because you have a few orders in the system.
Yeah. So the last week, what happened was I had a new washer and I had a new dryer that was supposed to be installed. And when the new dryer was getting installed, the pedestal for the dryer was of wrong size. So what ended up happening is the person who came installed both the washer and the dryer. Because the washer is already next to the dryer, so he had to take out the washer, and there was also a pedestal washer which was there which was a brand new pedestal washer, and while taking the box out for while unpacking the box, the accessory for the new pedestal washer was there in the box, and the person who installed last week took out the accessory with him. And I'm not able to find the accessory because I want to install the new pedestal washer and that accessory is not there. So that's why I called yesterday to kind of locate whether that person has that accessory.
There was notes saying that you called before regarding the installation of the washer and someone informed you that there was only a dryer.
Okay,
and it shows
I don't
it was
know what
already
to do
complete.
With
the, and they told you to contact the store. Was that correct?
Oh, my God. Yesterday, do you know who I contacted? A person, a lady, spoke to me. I don't know why. This is a painful experience I've gone through with your installation company, because last time the person who came was rude. And this is what happened, right? That person was very rude and he couldn't. He was kind of irritated and all these things are happening. So yesterday I called, I explained this issue, and you don't see the notes. I don't know what to do here.
Oh. Yeah, the last representative advised you to contact the store, so you should contact the store if you don't know what to do.
Not the last representative. Yesterday I spoke to the person. The representative is not there. She didn't put any notes.
Yeah, the note said that they told you to contact the store. We don't have your washer order.
No. That was yesterday I had a lengthy conversation. I don't know how to record this conversation. This is like, so the person said yesterday that she is going to contact whoever installed and try to find the accessory, right? Can you do that today?
No, sir. There's notes that advise you to contact the store. You have to contact the store.
So I'm going to complain to your installation company. Can I talk to your manager, please? Who's your manager?
You're talking to a manager, actually. I know you don't want to hear what I'm telling you, but you will actually have to contact
the
store.
So the thing is, do you understand what I'm saying? Are you able to understand what I'm saying? It's a fault on your side. The installation company, whoever did it. Do you know the person who installed the company, the Best Ed installation? The person who came... When he unpacked everything, the boxes, the accessory, he took away the accessories with him. And I don't have the accessory for the washer with me now. So what should I do? So you should have in your record the whoever installed and contact that person. Why did he take away the accessory?
Now, you would have to contact the Home Depot store, sir.
Home Depot, forget about it. Forget about Home Depot. Home Depot is saying contact you. I call Home Depot. It's like going back and forth here, right?
Your information only has the information for the dryer. We don't
So,
have
okay,
any information for your washer.
the new information which I'm giving you, are you able to understand it? There are two boxes, the two boxes for the washer and the two bo one box for the dryer. I think the person, when he opened he was supposed to open a dryer box, but he opened the washer box, and as part of opening the washer box, he took the accessory with him, which I don't have it now. That should have not happened, right?
You said he opened up the washer box and he took what?
Yes. He took the accessory for the pedestal washer. There is an accessory which basically a bunch of pipes.
Right, so you said he took the pedestals from the washer.
He took the he took the pedestal washer's accessory. There are T-shaped pipes that basically splits the water. That those things he took it away with him.
Okay. All right. You said the tech call, I mean, the technician took your pedestal from your washing machine, but he wasn't installing it.
Yeah, the drain hose. There are a bunch of drain hose. There is a Y-shaped connector. There is a accessories which were there, and he took that box away with him.
Okay. I'm about to reach out to the tech since you said that. I'm gonna try to communicate about this. Please hold.
Yep.